Well, good afternoon, everybody. It is just after 12 p.m. on Thursday, April 18th, 2013. I don't really know totally what to say here, so bear with me if I just sort of ramble for a bit. Yesterday, I got the Plus account for Audioboo, and so that's why I was able to do a longer boo than usual yesterday. I don't know what all you can do with this yet, but it does sound kind of interesting, some of the stuff I've heard and seen. I am paying monthly for this thing, so I don't know what the conversion is from pounds and pence to Canadian, but whatever it is, hope it's not too bad. At least I was able to get it. One of my friends was telling me some of the stuff they could do with their account, and it did sound really interesting. Now, I don't really know much about all this stuff. And speaking of Audioboo, I hear there's another Audioboo app out. What is the difference between the two? Because I have the first Audioboo, I guess, that came out. I haven't changed Audioboo at all on my phone. So if I were to get the other app, would it replace this one, or would it be a whole other app? I don't really know how this all works, so forgive my ignorance. There's apps and things that I don't always know everything about. Yesterday, I downloaded the Facebook app for the iPhone, and the only problem I've come across so far is when you go into your notifications, VoiceOver does not see the back button. Now, if you know whereabouts it is, you can get back. That's what I've discovered. My friend said she had to turn VoiceOver off to go back, whereas I didn't. All I had to do was just find it and double tap it. And that's not always an easy thing to do, but if you have some idea where it is on your screen, it's really not as hard as my friend made it sound. Not to say that it's not hard for some people, but if you know your screen, then usually, and you know, things rarely move, but the back button is close to the top left of the screen for your notifications. Well, it's a pain, I get that. Definitely, but if you know whereabouts it might be, you can just sort of double tap a couple places on the left, top left of your screen, and you'll find it. At least that's what I've done. I don't know if everybody else can do that. Not saying that, you know, it's that simple for everybody. Because I guess it's not, but that's what I discovered anyway. And speaking of apps, let's see what else I have on my phone. I have the TapTapSee, which has been great. I've been fooling around with it, and I found that when I took a picture of one of the animals, I can't remember if it was the cat or the dog, it had said, household pet or something. So that was kind of interesting. One app that's rather annoying for blind people, and I haven't really seen any updates for it in a while, is the iColor Namer 4. You can have it, you can point your camera at something, and it will tell you supposedly what color things are. The only thing I don't like about it is it repeats the color nonstop. And I didn't really like that all that much. So I don't know if I'll keep that app around or not. Another app which I think is kind of cool is the iBlink Radio app. It's got, you know, different radio stations on it and a bunch of other stuff. It's internet radio stations. I like listening to that sometimes. And since I had gotten my system access to go through Saratech, they told me about iBlink Radio. So I thought I'd check it out, and it's actually not too bad. There are some interesting radio stations you can find, or, you know, other things. Another interesting app I have found, I get these free app emails every day, and it gives you, like, it tells you all about these different apps that are free for the day or free for a certain amount of time. But anyway, another app I found was Police Radio. And that actually gives you a feed to, say, your local police station or something like that. I don't know how much that would cost now, but that was free at one point. And there are some interesting other apps I've discovered. Okay, that just sounded bad. For those of you who have Dropbox, some of you already know about this app, so there is an app called Dropvox, and what that does is that it'll record a voice memo and send it to any folder in your Dropbox that you choose. That is pretty cool. There doesn't seem to be a huge, it records these in M4A files, and sometimes I send memos to myself of things I want to remember or whatever. It puts it in a folder called apps, and inside the apps folder is a folder called, is one called Dropvox. And you can put it, you know, put any kind of thing you want to remember or whatever in there. And like I said, you can also send audio files to people through their Dropbox. had a friend tell me about that. That one, I don't know what the price of it is nowadays, but that was kind of cool. One app that I think is also cool is the Flexi app. I know a lot of you probably have heard of it or actually use it. It's actually not bad. I mean, it's I've played with it a little bit. I paid I think $4.99, and now I heard it's free, which I'm glad I didn't pay a huge amount for it. No, I paid less than that because I got it around Christmas time or the New Year or something. I paid $1.99 at the time. I've also gotten a few games, like the Hatchy game, and I've gotten Dice World, which I still need to set up. I haven't quite done that yet. I've been, well, preoccupied with other things. I have Hanging with Friends, which I play with some of my Facebook friends. What else have I got? I've got Song Guru, which is like a trivia game. And you have to guess what the song is. And I guess it, you know, gets you points to where you can get more categories. You start off with, like, you choose one category, and you could buy, I guess I'll call it credits type thing. I don't know if I'm calling it the right thing, but you can buy stuff from to get more categories if you want, but it's just, it's a bit too expensive for my taste, so. What else do I have on here? I have, and she hanging with friends. I had some more suggestions for games. That's my mom yelling at the dog. I don't know. I don't think there's any other games that I have on here, but I have a few game suggestions which I'm going to check out. Then I totally lost track of what I was doing. Anyway. So I've gotten a few games and a few apps. Well, I have like, I don't know, something like 30 something apps on my phone. Some were free, some were not. So it just depends what you can find, I guess, and what you're willing to pay for them. I think that, you know, all these things are really quite neat. Some of them are more accessible than others, but the ones that work are actually great. Oh, I know what I was gonna, one app I was gonna talk about was the Vonage mobile app. I use that a lot for my long distance calls because I don't have long distance on my phone. So I use my Wi-Fi network here at home to make calls. Well, now, actually, I don't do that as much anymore, but it was great when I could, when I did that more often. Now I have actually my home phone set up, so I don't have to do that so much. But if I was, say, at a friend's or something that had Wi-Fi, I could use their network to make calls. I also have Skype on here, and I Am Plus Pro. That's a nice little app. I know a lot of you have probably used the I Am Plus, the free one. The Pro is actually pretty cool. You can, I don't know what you can do with the free one, so, but with this Pro one, you can have, you know, all your messengers and stuff in there. I don't know if they ever fixed their little Twitter bug they had, but whenever you try to post to Twitter through it, it would crash. But for example, I have my AIM, my MSN, my Yahoo, and you could even use it. This was before Skype chats were accessible on the iPhone. I used to use that for my Skype chats. So that was a pretty cool little app I had. That, well, actually, Sid had got it for me for a Christmas present. So that was kind of cool. What else have I found? Heytel. A lot of you use Heytel. That's a godsend sometimes. I've tried Voxer and Zello, which I'm not on my Zello very much. I should be on it more often, I guess. I mean, I have it on my computer. I don't have much of an excuse. Another app I found through another friend of mine is TeamSpeak. You can go on to servers and chat with people. What else have I found? Then there's the Twitter apps, like Tweetlist and Twitterific and whatnot. So, yeah, that's pretty cool. But yeah, I think I'm going to end this for now since my mom wants me for something here. So I'll do more about this later. Take care.